This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am anticipating God's promises to be fulfilled. So we are wrapping up our series on imagining ourselves exhaling in the arms of God as we recall the promises that He's already answered and fulfilled for us, and as we are awaiting new promises and blessings to be fulfilled. And we talked about one of the ways of doing that is by responding to God or the situation in a very supernatural way. And when we turn to the book of Acts, we see that's exactly what Paul and Silas did after they were arrested. They were stripped naked, beaten, put in chains, and in prison. But around midnight, the strangest thing happened. Paul and Silas began to sing and pray. Now, think about that for a moment. It makes perfect sense at midnight to cry out to God or even to complain to Him. Yet, despite all they had been through, they chose to sing and to worship and to praise Him. And we usually think of singing and rejoicing in response to God's blessing. But singing is not always in response to His actions, but in anticipation of them. Their singing was truly a supernatural response. And in doing so, they shifted the focus from their pain to one of hope. They sang in anticipation of God's promises to be fulfilled. And so as you think about your own promises and prayers being answered and fulfilled, cling to these words. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Isaiah 40:31. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, start singing.